This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Safe to say we are in the customer service business.
Sure. Absolutely.
And that means when you are servicing a customer, sometimes you'll get complaints about your service. And we'd like to hear what people have complained about you for at your job in customer service. 833-287-1037. The reason that this is coming up is because we've been complained about recently.
A couple of times.
A young woman was pretty disturbed at the KSON Country Christmas show this past Saturday. In her opinion, she felt that there was no Christmas music being played, and she left, I'm going to go ahead and say, in a huff, and then left a pretty in-a-huff type message on our socials. And you know what? She does have a point.
Well,
there was the name Christmas in the title of the show, KSON's Country Christmas, and there wasn't any Christmas music being played.
Well, that's not entirely true. Because she left early, and Megan Maroney did do some Christmas songs, so she left.
Okay, well, anyway, she did have a right to complain.
It's fine.
And we're never going to be able to please everybody all the time.
That is true, 100%.
833-287-1037. How have you been complained about at your job? But this one I really love. Well, Tammy was so angry last week when we received an email from PETA. Not Peter, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, complaining about Tammy's, well, the turkey killer.
Yes.
The turkey killer she's married to.
Okay, yes, my husband wanted a fresh turkey for Thanksgiving this year and got one from a very small family farm that raises these turkeys. And this person was very upset that we talked about it and actually said that John was horrified by the whole thing.
Right, let's pump the brakes there, PETA.
Yeah.
Now, while I did say that I would never just kill my own turkey, I was also licking gravy off my fingers from a turkey I did eat. So let's pump the brakes as far as how horrified I was.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the food that I eat and how it's made.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. So horrified.
All right. Yes. Yeah. So they kind of got that wrong a little bit.
No, here's what they did. And I'm not going to bash PETA, but I'm going to go ahead and bash them. Here's what they did. Somebody who is a member of PETA, and that's fine if you are. I mean, my daughters are both vegans. I get it. Okay. They contacted the headquarters nationwide. This person that emailed us doesn't listen to our show.
Right.
Clearly pretended to listen to our show via the email and how it was worded, and took our, I mean, I'm not going to say fame, but our loud mouths and the reach that our loud mouths have to take advantage of pushing their agenda, which is fine. That's how they exist. That's how they've been such a long-running organization. But I wasn't horrified, okay?
No.
And pretty sure I'm going to be eating a turkey again pretty soon.
Well, they had all kinds of suggestions on how to veganize to not have turkey, John, if
it's
you want to be a part of
absolutely
that.
Absolutely adorable.
Yeah,
I passed it on to my daughters. They found it very helpful. And I'm not trying to condescend. Again, I have that lifestyle in my family. I cater to that lifestyle.
Yep.
I have a V in my kitchen signifying I'm a vegan chef if I want to be.
Yes.
My daughters gave it to me. It was very important to them.
But you also love meat.
Don't get me started on being horrified. I wasn't horrified at all, PETA. Nice try, though. And I guess it worked because we're talking about you right now.
It's true.
833-287-1037.
Especially right now with people out doing things for the holidays or shopping. I mean, you must have had some pretty wild complaints, and we'd love to hear about them.
Right, right. And PETA, just before you start crafting the email, I will not eat a turkey this Christmas. I'll eat the hell of a cow, but not a turkey. Because on Christmas, I have prime rib.
Yes.
833-287-1037. The complaints that you've gotten at work. We've shared ours. Let's hear what you got. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
A couple of complaints coming our way recently after our Country Fest Christmas show. None of Christmas music was the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy's turkey-killing husband last week.
Oh, my God.
Got a complaint from an official complaint from PETA, of all places. 833-287-1037. Let's talk about people who have been complaining about Lisa in Oceanside at her job. Lisa, what do you do, first of all?
I am a rideshare driver.
Okay, and what's a complaint that you've had? That you're too nice? I have a feeling maybe you were too nice.
No, actually, the only time I've ever had a problem was I picked up a guy one night, and he was mad because I was listening to country music.
Oh. I hope you just dumped him out right on the street corner, because I would have done that.
What an important thing to get angry about. So, I mean, clearly this man had other issues, and the country music was maybe enhancing that. But what did you say when he told you, I'm so angry with this country music?
I actually reached up and turned the radio off, and that made him even more mad.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Some people you just can't win, right?
Exactly. That's the only time I've ever put anybody out of my car.
Oh, you kicked him out. Good for you. I bet that affected your rating a bit, though, didn't it?
I don't care.
Oh, man.
Good for you. Good for you. By the way, it's your car. People forget
exactly.
That.
That's what I told him.
Well, and here's the deal. Every rideshare I've been in, every one of them has said, is this music okay with you? And I'm always like, it's your car, bro. Do whatever you want to do. But I always appreciate that. I've never, ever... I'm actually thankful for the ride myself. So I'm more concerned about getting where I want to be on time, not what you're jamming to. But whatever. Everyone's got issues, I guess, Lisa. You listen to what you want to listen to. Drive safely and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Bye, Lisa. I had a rideshare driver once, and she was telling us that she was new with her radio, and she didn't quite understand it. And she's like, I hope you don't mind what's on. And it was rap, and then it became really, really hardcore rap.
Okay.
That had some words that she actually said, oh, my. And one of the people was riding with, I think it was Don. He's like, do you mind if I change the radio? She's like, oh, please do.
So highly offensive is what you're saying.
Highly offensive.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right. Shannon in Oceanside, what are you doing? What was the latest complaint you had?
When I was a waitress, I called somebody hun because I don't know everybody's name. And he wrote on my receipt, don't call me honey.
Oh, God. Get over yourself,
bro. No kidding. That is a default by me. I say it all the time. I don't mean anything disrespectful.
I like it. It's not disrespectful at all. You go up to the guy and go, hey, man, what's up, then it's offensive.
And what if I would have been like, old man? You know what I mean? Hey, old man.
You have no right to say that.
Thanks, Shannon. Oh, my God. Wow.
By the way, that comment's going to get some complaints, probably. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.